All right. Well, some time ago, I came across an article in a newspaper, and the title of that article was Announcing the Single Parent Awards. And the author of the article said, single parents are in a class by themselves, and please note that I use the term single parents in the broadest term possible. A single parent isn't necessarily a person who is divorced or a person with a child who chose not to marry. Many married people with children take on the role as single parents all the time. As spouses who work long hours or have spouses who have to leave town for one reason or another, and when one spouse is gone, the remaining partner is a single parent. Being a parent is hard work. Being a single parent is harder work. Being a single parent who has to carry a full-time job is downright absurd. Sometimes I can't believe I make it to the end of each day without having to call a therapist for a prescription of Valium. I am amazed that many single parents I know, myself included, still lead relatively alcohol-free lives when we know that a martini or a glass of red wine is just what we need to take the edge off our very exhausting days. You may have noticed that the last few months of every year is when competitions and awards for recognition in specific fields flood our radio stations, Grace Magazine covers, and our hot news topics all across our nation. You could be caller number 100 and win Millennium tickets to see the Eagles. Anyway, you can win Millennium tickets to see the Eagles. Jackson Brown, I don't know who that is. Linda Ronstadt, well, I've heard of her. At the new Staples Center in Los Angeles. You can remember the magic song on your radio station and win $1,000 and even double that if you remember the secret word. There are awards for Woman of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, Best Novel of the Year. I think, however, there's one award that has been overlooked. What will it take for a big-name company or a national magazine to recognize and honor the growing number of single parents in our nation? We can no longer be ignored because we are all over the place. Now, in that article, that particular person said that people may be single parents for many reasons. There are a lot of us around, she said, and we may be single parents for many reasons. Truth is that there are at least seven different kinds of single parents. Single parents are not all people in one category. Some are single parents because the spouses died. Some are single parents because of divorce. Some are single parents because they've separated. They're not divorced, but they're living in separate places. Some are single parents because they got pregnant out of wedlock, or they chose to adopt but chose not to marry. Some are single parents because the spouse is away on military service in Iraq or some other place in the world. Some are, in a sense, single parents because the spouse is seldom around because of job involvement or involvement. Some of our sports athletes are away a lot of the time, and for all practical purposes, the wife then is a single parent. And some are single parents because one of the spouses becomes incapacitated by illness or sometimes by sin. Now, the issue of single parenting is not a new issue. It's been around for a long while. In fact, it's mentioned in the Bible. And if we had time, I'd ask you to mention some of the single parents that you find in the Bible, but we won't do that for the sake of time. 1 Kings chapter 17, you have the woman of Zarephath. She was a widow. She had a son. And Elijah helped out with her son who had died. Genesis 21, you have Hagar, who was a single parent. Genesis 24 and 25, you have Abraham, who was a single parent after the death of Sarah. In Esther 2, you have Mordecai, who functioned as a single parent to Esther. And it may be that even Mary, the mother of our Lord, was a single parent at some time. It would appear that Joseph was not around for a period of time, because Mary is mentioned without any mention of Joseph. And the fact that when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Behold your mother." If Joseph was around, there would be no particular reason for making provision for his mother. It may be that the mother of Timothy, there's good reason to believe that the mother of Timothy was a single parent. There's no mention of Timothy's father. And in the Bible, we have frequent reference to the fatherless as well as to widows. James 1 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. So the issue of single parenting is not a new phenomenon. But what is new is the increased number of single parent families. In a newspaper article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, it said that the truly endangered species in our country today is the traditional family. The fact is, in an article in a Power for Living magazine, George Barna, who is the Christian research guru, said that by the year 2005, this article obviously was written a couple of years ago, but he was projecting that by the year 2005, 60% of the children in America would be raised at least for a part of the time in a single-parent family. 60%. Statistics indicate that the number of single-parent families caused by divorce has increased by 178% in the last 40 years, and that the number of single-parent families involving someone who is not married has risen by 377% in the last 40 years. And the number of single parent families that are caused by the death of a loved one has gone down because people live longer than they used to live. And the number of families that have become single parents by way of divorce has increased something like 300 or 400%. And the point is that there are a lot of single-parent families around. One man is a single-parent pastor in a very large evangelical church, and he has 700 single-parent families in that one church alone. There were so many of them that they hired a man just to function as the pastor of single parents. So there are a lot of them around. A second thing that the article which I read at the beginning indicates is that being a single parent isn't easy. This person says that it's hard to be a parent, but it's even harder to be a single parent, and I think that's true. One person has said that becoming a single parent is like giving birth to a barbed wire fence. It's extremely painful. And this man, who is the pastor of a church with 700 single-parent families in it, says, I don't think any task requires more courage and strength than single parenting. It's not just a matter of responsibility. Challenging tasks become far more difficult when we are weighed down by heavy emotional baggage. That baggage is often so cumbersome that it prevents single moms and dads from doing anything effectively, most notably parenting. Oftentimes, their resources have already been consumed by past struggles, and they have no spare energy left for raising and loving their children. Now, there are three important topics to consider in reference to single parenting, and we'll see how far we get. First are the issues which have to do with counseling the custodial parent. And then secondly, you have the issues that are involved in counseling the non-custodial parent. And third, you have the issues which are specifically related to the children. Now, I want to do three things in reference to the custodial parent. First of all, I want to identify some of the common problems that many single parents face. I think that's important for us as we counsel. The Bible says, he that answers a matter before he hears it is folly and shame. And that if we're going to help people, we need to know something about those people. Paul said, I know you're competent to counsel because you are Christians, And second, because you are filled with goodness, that means